Hey, Rebels. My name is Matthew Barton, and I'm the host of the Rebellion Brewing Podcast. When we saw people hoarding hand sanitizer and shelves completely emptied of wipes, Purell, and other cleaning materials, it created a real need for first responders and frontline workers who still have to interact with the public during the COVID lockdown. They're required to take extra measures to clean and sanitize their workplaces, and now they simply can't. One thing that keeps popping up in times of crisis is this phrase, look for the helpers. That's some Mr. Rogers kind of stuff, look for the helpers. All across our community, people and businesses are stepping up in their own way to make a big difference. And one of those helpers is Outlaw Trail Spirits, a small craft distillery located right here in the heart of Regina's Warehouse District. They are one of those helpers. Full disclosure, John Stiles and his wife Charmaine have been really good to Rebellion. They're good friends to us. And I think it's really important to know that they converted part of their business to produce high-proof sanitizing alcohol. And they started giving away to frontline workers for free. And that just blows my mind. So let's get into it. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks very much, Matthew.
How's it going?
Good. I'm a little frazzled. I've had a year's worth of days in about a week. I think everybody else is about the same.
Well, why don't we start from the very beginning? Can you tell me who you are and what Outlaw Trail Spirits is?
Sure. So I am an engineer by training. I have worked in the oil and gas industry for almost 40 years. And my wife, Charmaine, and I were looking for a project that we could do together as kind of a retirement project. And boy, did I ever screw up getting into the distillery business as a retirement project. That's like full-time plus, plus, plus. So anyway, we happened to be on a trip to visit my brother-in-law, Chuck, in Butte, Montana. And it's got to be about 7 or 8 years ago now. And he wanted to get us out of his hair for a few hours. He had a few things left to do in his business. And so he suggested that we hunt down the new distillery that was in town. And so we did exactly that. To that point in time, I had not even known about a craft distilling industry, and went and did a tour with the owner, got to sit at the bar and enjoy a couple of beverages, and then obviously grabbed a couple of bottles of hooch and took it home. And I was so completely blown away by that experience, I just had to find out whether it was something that I could do. And that blissful ignorance when you're first starting a business, I tell you, it holds you in pretty good stead. Because I think if I would have known then what I know now, I might have found it a little daunting and might not have done it.
Ignorance is bliss, like you say.
Yep.
So it took you a couple of years to get off the ground. How long have you been in business?
We opened the doors December 5th of 2016, so just a little over 3 years. And slow and steady wins the race, I guess. It's been a real learning experience, steep learning curve too, especially on the...
You're doing all that training when you're learning to distill, and now yep. Are you kind of breaking the rules of this hand sanitizer?
Well, hey, rules. Apparently in a crisis, some of the rules can be bent a little bit, and so we've done a lot of talking with the regulatory folks at SLGA and elsewhere within the provincial government and the federal government to try and navigate our way through the rules to make sure that we're not doing anything that's going to get other people into trouble mainly, and also to make sure that everybody knows what we're doing so that if there is something that is potentially wrong, we can be corrected before things really get out of hand. So we're able to get to the point fairly early where we believed we were pretty much free and clear to take our heads product. Anyway, we had been collecting heads for about 3 years and had enough to put together a few cases of this heads product, which is high proof alcohol. It's at about 85% to 90% alcohol by volume out of the still. And we diluted it down to about 65% and put it in a bottle and made it available to first responders.
Well, where did you get the idea that you could do this?
Well, Adam Sperling, who's with Sperling Silver Distillery, he and I had been talking about ways to try and react to the absolutely overwhelming number of requests that both of us had been receiving for any kind of access to something that could sanitize. And, you know, we have whiskey, rum, vodka, liqueurs that are already at about 40% alcohol by volume. So in terms of a sanitizing agent, it won't do the job that higher proof alcohol will. So the thing that we had immediately available that we were pretty sure if we labeled it the right way, we wouldn't get cross-threaded with either Health Canada or SLGA. And so we checked with as many different people as we could to make sure we were okay to give that stuff away. And so I know Adam has supplied first responders and healthcare workers as well. And it was a no-brainer as far as I was concerned. You know, in terms of charging for it, it's a waste product. Why would I ever charge for a product that would otherwise be going to disposal? So it was the right thing to do, made total sense, and it was needed. So,
you gave it to firefighters, correct?
No, Regina Police Service had an urgent need, so they got everything I could give them.
And what did they say when you gave it to them?
Oh, super appreciative, and I hope they can access more, because you know, if they're having to detain people and put them in the back of a cruiser, as soon as whoever it is has exited, they've got to go through and thoroughly sanitize that area so that the potential for infecting somebody else is not part of the equation. And I mean, that's just one use for it. They're in very close contact with people all the time, whether it's during an arrest or whether it's helping people or assisting other first responders at accidents or health crises. So they've got all sorts of use for sanitizing agents of whatever sort. And I'm sure that they would have preferred to have like a gelled hand sanitizer, but of course all the hoarders took care of that. And that's a real short supply.
How do you guys feel about this so far, everything you've been doing?
Well, we've just been on autopilot, basically. We haven't had time to even think about it. We've had so many calls from so many different people. And I mean, the obvious needs are first responders, whether it's police, firefighters, or medical people. And then you start thinking about where else might be an absolutely essential service. And it's absolutely mind-boggling how far down the chain you can go and still be looking at people that would have a legitimate, desperate need to have some kind of sanitizing fluid immediately. And I'll give you an example. We got a phone call from a trucking outfit that is delivering groceries. And you just don't think about it under normal circumstances, but under circumstances where it's absolutely critical that the food chain doesn't become contaminated, drivers of those trucks and any helpers involved in moving the cargo from the truck into a grocery store need to make sure they're not in any way contaminating foodstuffs that they're delivering.
I was at the grocery store today and they had tape on the floors and signs everywhere. People were visibly very scared.
Yeah.
And between each purchase, the lady at the till, she had gloves on. She was sanitizing her gloves in what looked like a bleach mixture in a bucket.
Yeah.
On the till.
Oh, and yeah.
They had signs that said, please do not touch anything you don't have to touch.
Yeah. No, we're really having to think about things when we stray outside now. It's going to be a completely different world for a while. I'm not sure this is something that is going to go away. So the need for, whether it's bleach, whether it's quaternary ammonium sanitizers, whether it's various types of alcohol. And that's the other thing that is just mind-boggling here. The hoarders got a hold of not just hand sanitizer gel, things like lock de-icer. Okay, that's typically methanol, wood alcohol, gone. Stuff that you would normally use as a disinfectant for medical purposes. If you get a bee sting or you get a cut, one of the first things you'll do is pull out the VAP. It's a brand name product. It has isopropyl alcohol. Gone. All of it's gone. And so what it's left is the large-scale producers of ethanol. And we're very fortunate in that we have one such producer in Saskatchewan who does supply the folks at Purell. And so they're working on a bit of a skeleton crew right now, trying to produce as much of that stuff as they can. And they distribute worldwide. They produce tens of thousands of liters per day of ethanol from grain products. They basically do what you guys at Rebellion do, produce a beer. It's a commercial grade beer. I don't think I'd drink it because it's still got all the grain in it, but they produce that beer and then they distill it. And so they're doing their part to try and supply the urgent need, not just here domestically, but worldwide. And
you guys are producing, you're doing ethanol too, right? Like you're doing a grain mash?
Yep, that's right.
But you're also doing vodka, correct?
Yep, we do vodka, for our liqueurs, we use neutral grain spirit that's produced by this same manufacturer out west, and that starting point is a 96% or so alcohol by volume product, and then we redistill it and do the fruit infusions to create our liqueurs. And then we also do I'm going to say the word whiskey generically, but we have to call it a whiskey style grain spirit, because we don't age our whiskey products for the required 3 years. And we also produce a rum-style molasses spirit, and that we have to use that terminology because we don't age for greater than the 1 year minimum required.
Well, I want to give you the opportunity to shamelessly plug one of your products. If somebody's listening and they want to get out and support Outlaw Trail Spirits, what should they grab?
Oh, boy. Well, I can tell you what has been really popular as of late. Our Climax Saskatchewan Cool Cucumber Vodka. So it's a cucumber infusion in vodka, and it's, of course, delicious in a Caesar. It is pretty darn tasty as something that Charmaine calls spa water when it's mixed with lemon soda or a lemonade. And in addition to that, we've got a couple of liqueurs that are really tasty. The Lady Luck Lemon Vodka is like drinking a lemon meringue pie. And we make a crantini with that, cranberry juice and a shot of the lemon vodka with some soda to give it some effervescence. That's pretty darn tasty. And then the same thing with our Calamity Jane Ginger Vodka. And that makes a pretty wicked Moscow Mule. So a bit of that, some lime juice. If you'd prefer it less sweet, you'd use soda. Or if you prefer a little on the sweeter side, maybe ginger ale. And again, a tasty drink. So we've got a whole host of products, about 15 in total. Nine of which we have on the shelves at various liquor stores. And more recently, of course, at our friends at Pile of Bones with their online delivery service, recognizing that now maybe isn't the time to be congregating necessarily in groups in liquor stores. Maybe folks would prefer to have delivery. So there's a number of delivery options out there, including the new kids on the block over at Warehouse Brewing. And so it's available in a number of locations. And thanks very much for the opportunity to do the shameless plug.
What kind of guy would I be if I invite you on the show and don't let you plug your stuff?
And by the way, I just I wanted to respond to the things that you said early on in the broadcast. We may be friends to Rebellion, but Rebellion has been very, very good to us as well. And love their brews, obviously. I may have, I might be 20 or 30 pounds less heavy if I wouldn't have discovered some fine local craft brews. So there you go, a shameless plug for Rebellion as well.
So I just looked it up online, saskbeerdelivery.ca.
Right on.
And that just came out about 2 or 3 days ago. I think they put it together in less than a week.
Right.
And it looks like it's featuring all local Saskatchewan products.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you guys are a part of that.
Yeah, us too. And, when Glenn put his brand new place together on Saskatchewan Drive, featuring all Saskatchewan craft products, not just beer, but everything else under the sun, that was an impressive thing to do.
It's really cool how the craft brewing and not just distilling but also kombucha, we've been offering a lot of craft products like that, and I'm glad that Glenn and his team have run with that and really taken it to heart.
Yep.
They have so many taps, much more than Rebellion does, but they haven't just said it's just going to be our beer, it's going to be all of Saskatchewan beer and other products. So that's really cool to see.
It is. And you might look elsewhere at some names of brews that have been around for a few years, but I would dare say that the product that has come out of Saskatchewan's craft brewing and craft distilling community are second to none. They're all delicious, and the brewers especially have been very inventive about what they do. And so if you like sours, plenty of great sours here, you name it. Love them all.
One last question. If people want to support you guys, or maybe they have questions about the hand sanitizer stuff, maybe they want to get involved, or maybe they can donate some money or products to help you, like bottles, even empty bottles, if that's what you need, how do they get involved?
That's a great question. I've been scrambling around trying to source the components for hand sanitizer and bottles, fortunately, are not yet something that I've had difficulty sourcing. So I don't know if there is a gigantic glycerol producer out there who would like to donate a drum of glycerol. Please get in touch with me at Outlaw Trail Spirits, either online or by phone. And same thing with hydrogen peroxide. We're kind of hoping to be able to put together some hand sanitizer soon, but it's dependent on those two products and following the World Health Organization formulation for hand sanitizer. Again, we're trying our darndest to, you know, follow guidelines that are going to keep people safe. That's our first objective, and then all the rest of the stuff, we'll worry about it as we need to.
John, you're getting me all choked up here, thinking about our community and thinking about the awesome stuff you guys are doing. I'm getting a little teary. It means so much to me to know that we have such an awesome group of people like you, just pulling together and working with us. It feels really good. And I, from the bottom of my heart, and hopefully from my audience's heart, thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And by the way, I just want to give a shout out to Mark Heisey as well. He's on the bit on this as well. He's thrown his weight behind trying to source stuff, and he's a pretty amazing guy. And talk about getting a little choked up, having people just say, you know, what can I do? It's been amazing. He's one of those guys.
Thanks, John. I'll let him know. Rebels, thanks for listening today. I'm going to include links in the show notes so you can find more about Outlaw Trail Spirits and everything they're up to online. Check them out on Facebook and stay tuned to what's coming out with them. I'm also going to include links to the brand new beer delivery site, so if you're stuck at home and you want to order local Saskatchewan alcohol craft products, you can. It's at saskbeerdelivery.ca. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, be sure to join us on our brand new Facebook group page, The Rebellion Brewing Podcast. You can stay tuned with all the latest episodes, regular updates, and maybe all those special extras that you don't necessarily get just by listening to the show. I'm also proud to let you know that The Rebellion Brewing Podcast is an affiliate member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. If you're like me and you're stuck at home and locked down looking for something to be entertained by, there's a ton of great local Saskatchewan stories being produced right now, and you can find them at the saskpodcastnetwork.com. As always, there are new beers coming out all the time. We didn't stop production because of this COVID-19 crisis. We're still bringing them out. Even though you can't come to the tap room, you can still get them in cans to go. So be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Tap so you don't miss out on a single new release. Summer's still coming, and fingers crossed we're going to get through this and have lots of beer ready for you. Thank you for joining the Rebellion.